Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Happy Thursday and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere 544 miles away, is the J-Man. J-Man, how you doing?
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. And that baby better quit crying or I'll give it something to cry about.
There you go. But it is pertinent because we have something big going on tonight because we're going to do the first annual live baby drop on I'm With Stupid tonight. But that being said, J-Man, how was your day and what did you do today?
Well, I've had a pretty good week. It's a pretty quiet day today. And this evening, watching a little college football, watching the bowl games. Currently the Holiday Bowl in San Diego.
That's pretty exciting.
Washington has a 10-0 lead on Nebraska. And that's pretty exciting because I was in such desperate straits in the football pick'em, especially in the confidence game run by Doc, then I decided to go with all upsets the rest of the way, and I switched, and I picked Washington today. And if they win, I'll probably be the only person in the league that picked Washington. So I'm excited.
You are nutty like that.
I'm a rebel.
I know. You're madcap. You're wacky.
That's why the chicks dig me.
I know. You're a beast.
But I did go to Walmart this morning, and
I thought you said you were going to go out grocery shopping or whatever. I had an
amazing encounter at Walmart, and these things happen. Normally, seeing the old man, and I do mean old, having three bags of Depends and six cans of Chili's Roadhouse chili in his
you know, that's just not right.
Normally, that would be the highlight of a trip to Walmart. But today, something special happened.
He had a brush for the hair on his back, too, didn't he?
Now, he has one of those back hair trimmer things that he got at Target, I'm sure. So anyway, here's the special moment. I was getting the Velveeta because we're going to do a cheese ball this weekend. And you can't do a cheese ball without Velveeta. Oh,
no,
stuff.
You can't do anything without Velveeta. I love it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
So there's this guy standing there, and he's smiling at me. It's a little weird, but it is his Walmart. And he says hi to me, and I said hello, and I said, how are you doing? And when I said that, I immediately knew I'd made a mistake because I've seen this guy before. I've run into him around town before. And he looks at me and he says, I woke up this morning and realized that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had given me another day, so I decided to take advantage of it.
Only it was not to your advantage, was it?
No, it wasn't. And and of course, the only thing I said was, well, whatever gets you through the day, buddy. Now, after I had moved on, it suddenly hit me that I should have said, You know, dude, it's early, and I have a concealed carry license.
And you would have stuttered just like that, too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have stuttered just like that because I can't deliver a good line. My other option would have been, well, that's funny because I woke up this morning with a backache and a horrible hangover and said, God damn it, I'm still alive. What the heck?
I could have sworn I would have died last night. I can't do anything
sure.
Right.
Just, why am I still here, you feckless bastard?
Oh, my God. What's good? It's good that you're a Christian man.
Exactly. Instead, I said, whatever gets you through the day, and told him to have a nice day because I genuinely wanted him to have a nice day. And
oh, I know
Jesse,
you did.
Jesse
That's how you
chat
are.
Room, exactly. Jesse in the chat room says that he would have suggested midget porn. Not a
you
bad
know,
suggestion. Clown
oh,
porn would have been.
Midgets freak me out. But. And I'll tell you what, Jay, we have another guest in the chat room, too. In addition to Jesse, the mic man has come up.
Yes, he has. Hola,
maybe,
Mike.
Maybe Claudia is there, too.
Oh, God, I hope so. Talked about his better half now, I'll tell you.
No kidding. You know, some people say better half. Boy, when you say that about Mike, you mean it.
So how was your day?
Well, I'll tell you what. I put the soup together again because Schmoop disorganized the cans. So I alphabetized them again. Everything.
She is so passive aggressive like that.
Well, I know. And she thinks it's funny. She'll get up at like 2 a.m. and she'll take the alphabet soup and move it behind the chili bean soup. And she knows it pisses me off. I got to put the A back in front of the C. God. It's cute, though. It keeps me on my toes.
It keeps you off the streets.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what else I did today, Jay. I worked on my beard.
Excellent. You know, you have to concentrate.
I held my breath. Because I think when you hold your breath, your whiskers grow faster.
It kind of pushes them out, does it?
Uh-huh. And then I read the Communist Manifesto, and, you know, I was waiting for Glenn Beck to call me and call me anti-American. But everything was good. Everything was good.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, you
that
know
wasn't
what?
In the script, was it?
No, that's okay, though.
We have a party going on.
We do. Well, we have somebody calling in on the special international I'm with Stupid party line.
Oh, you
should
kidding.
Check in on that real quick.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
See what's going on.
Hell yeah.
Hey, guys. Marty Markstein calling in from your I'm with Stupid New Year's / holiday party here in Tijuana. This is just the best party anybody's ever thrown. This is just, everybody's here. Dick Burns is here. Ken Fragile is here. They're all, well, everybody but you. I guess this makes it a little awkward that you're not at your own holiday party. Oh, God. Anyway, just thought I'd call and let you know you guys threw the best holiday party ever. The buffet was great. The open bar, the dancing girls, this is incredible. You guys are the best bosses ever. Maybe next year you'll get to come to your own party, huh? Anyway, Happy New Year, guys.
What the hell?
You know, Marty's a good guy, but it's kind of hurtful that we don't get to go to our own party.
Yeah, the I'm with Stupid holiday party. And
I know.
They didn't even tell us about it. And yet we're paying for the whole thing, obviously.
I
in
know.
Tijuana.
I used my unemployment U.S. bank card on that party. And they're they're just having a good time on my dime, I guess. on my government dime.
How about that? Threw a party. Didn't even call us. We seem to have a caller here.
Oh, we do?
Yes. Should we take that call real quick?
I think we should.
I'm almost afraid to. It's 937.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my
God.
Well,
hold on, because the chat room, there it goes. 937, you're on with Stupid.
Oh, how are you all guys doing tonight?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you all remember me, right? I don't walk. You remember walk, right?
Oh, my God.
I called
yeah,
you all way from... You people all come all the way to Japan. It's a wonderful show you guys are putting on tonight. Where's the strippers coming?
Oh, we don't do that type of thing. We're
no,
good.
We don't.
We're good moral people.
No,
we don't engage in
activities. You people can't get the good strippers. You call me. I get them. How's y'all Christmas?
Christmas was good.
You cannot believe all the people in Japan get me a stuff for Christmas. I got 4 pair of chopper stick, a whole fleet of rice.
That's
you
wonderful.
Will not believe it. You will not believe it. They put the roni in it, make a rice a roni.
He likes rice a roni.
Oh, it's just some bitch you eat with your chopper sticks. You know why you guys use a fork now? Such an envision, a fork.
What's your name, sir?
Walk. You don't remember me, do you? I'm a walk. I told you my name is Walk. I got cousin named Kung Fu. And Kati. And my other cousin, Kati. I forgot to tell you. I have his other cousin, Fuji. His name is Fuji. Fuji. Yeah, you know Fuji? Like the camera. Fuji. Fuji. It's kind of amazing, ain't it, that some of my cousins has got highly operations going on in America. I'm so glad you guys are coming all the way to Japan with this show, because I have nothing to do after 11. But actually, right now, over here in Japan, it is about 1:30. At the a.m. Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you guys. How did the rhino thingy come out?
I hear AMC's pretty good.
AMC? Oh, you talk about the Black and White movie. Oh, that's good stuff.
You like Black and White movies?
Oh, yeah. Love them. Every now and then, there's some of my ancestors on there. But they got the whole show screwed up. Everybody talking and nothing come out of their mouth.
Uh-huh.
It's like a 5 second late. You would think they would do a better job with us people.
I hate people. I'm glad I don't work with them.
Oh, you would tell me something.
What, you work with people?
All day long. Bunch of idiots. You would not believe it. I had some hillbillies come through my business today. There was 3 of them. The dumb sons of bitches took 3 orders to get 3 things. Ah, sons of bitches.
It made you want to sell to an Arab, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I put it in the paper. Free. get me the hell out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
I won't get real job. Selling TVs or something.
Made by Japanese people, which would be great
you know
for
it.
You.
Dasami. I'm an uncle.
I haven't heard that name, Bran.
Oh, you're not?
No, I haven't heard Dasami.
You need to get out of the house. Go see V.
Well, I would, but my evil boss laid me off.
Oh, yeah. I remember that sumbitch. Yeah, yeah. I got some buddies looking for him right now. Yeah.
Well, if you find him, could you shoot him for me?
Oh, no. That's too easy. We gonna put something under his nails and bring a bunch of hillbillies to his house. That some bitch will think he having trouble. So,
he's
never
cute,
did
though.
Tell me, how did the old rhino thing come out?
Which one?
The Christmas thing, you know.
Oh, it was good. Oh. It was good. I appreciate that.
And how's that the one, your partner, Jay?
Well, I don't know. Jay, Mark, and...
Hey, big boy.
Jay, go ahead.
Speak him up.
Yeah?
You getting
Hello?
Paid for this? Hey, how you doing, Jay? You get the demo chocolate stickers I send you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you good thing you ain't worth a shit for eating. Oh, shit. So how do all this, what do we talk about tonight on the show?
I don't know. I've forgotten already.
What's the biggest subject we got to talk about?
Well, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. Do you have any?
Oh, you would not believe it. I got lots of them. So far, my first resolution is to try getting in bed before 11.
Evidently, you couldn't do that tonight.
Unfortunately.
Oh, I could not have missed this show. I missed it last week. I was up at set. Very much so. I've been wanting to find out how your smoothie's doing.
Smooth's fine.
Oh, you ever think of smooth like a little Chinese?
Oh.
You know what they say about us boys, don't you?
No, what do they say?
We may be small, but we large where it counts.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't
you
ever...
made that one up.
I did. I...
Wait a minute.
Just to get smoot. I heard she a hottie.
Oh, Smoop's a hottie?
Yeah, that's what you told me.
Well, yeah.
Wait, did you switch from being Japanese to Chinese?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of just a mix up in my family. My mom is Chinese, my dad Japanese. So I really fucking know why I am. You very exuberant.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you what.
I wanted to
Mikhail?
You will call me a mock.
Mikhail?
You are wrong. I'm a walk.
I think it's time that we talk about the Notre Dame game, because I know you're interested in that.
Yes, I is. Yes, I is.
Now,
hey,
how
Jay?
Would you be a Notre Dame fan? How would a half Chinese, half Japanese guy end up being a Notre Dame fan?
Oh, because see, my mom, her Irish. With Japanese in her. Hey, you guys know something else I heard?
What?
You don't have to worry about no Michigan people ever getting in any trouble. You know why? For selling rings? You know why? Because they don't have none.
Well, Mike, Miko, hold on and let Jay talk about the upcoming big bowl game, the Sun Bowl, between Notre Dame and the U of M.
W. Yes. There was a story this week that the Notre Dame, the administrators, the school president and everybody, confiscated all of the Notre Dame players' passports and has forbidden them from going into Mexico while they're down there in El Paso for the bowl game.
Well, they should be.
I thought that was interesting. And it turns out that Miami didn't have to do the same thing because any Miami player who has a passport has already sold it to an illegal. And the rest of the guys come from much worse neighborhoods than Juarez, so they're not worried about them.
Yeah.
So it'll all work out for Miami. But I think that's bad for Notre Dame. They can't go over into Mexico and hit the
which is sad because there's a lot of brothels. Catholics in Mexico.
Oh yes, they're all good Catholic girls working hard.
Damn right.
Over there.
I don't think there's any bad Catholic girl.
Oh, no. Oh,
but I'll tell you what, Jay. What's that?
I said our caller hung up on us.
He did?
I guess so. He's off the board.
Oh,
I just looked
that's
up
a
and he's
shame.
Off the board.
That's a shame.
Hey,
missed,
you know what?
What?
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, I was going to say... one of the big things about tonight's radio show was the 2010 live baby drop.
In Muncie, Indiana.
Some people don't know, a lot of people, they ring out the new year with the ball drop or the pickle drop and Mount Olive, North Carolina. They have the Pirate Wench drop in Key West, and of course the big ball drop in New York City at Times Square. But since it's the day before New Year's Eve, we like to say goodbye to 2010 and not welcome in 2011 by dropping a live baby.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it is.
So we have we have someone there to report in live at the baby drop.
I think we do. Yeah.
All right, let's check on that.
All right.
Jay, Matt Mann, your fave Dutch correspondent, guy on your dick, coming to you live from Muncie, Indiana. I am covering the 2010 end-of-year baby dropping. Some folks welcome in a new year by dropping things. The pickle drop in Mount Olive, North Carolina. The pirate wench drop in Key West, Florida. And, of course, the granddaddy of them all, the ball drop in Times Square, New York City. Here in Muncie, however, they don't welcome in a new year. They prefer to say goodbye to an old dismal year, and they do that by dropping a live baby from the steely, icy 200-foot transmitter tower of WLBC 104.1 FM. And while the mayor is tethering this year's recipient, LaFonda Peters, to the drop point, I turn it back to you guys in the studio.
Would you like to pronounce that guy's name again?
I believe his name's Guy On Your Dick, and he's Dutch.
Okay.
And the funny thing is even though he's
papers?
Dutch, he has a British accent, which I find incredible.
Amazing. Is he here legally? I don't want to lose.
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay.
Yeah, he lives on Long Island.
So they're doing the baby drop. I guess that's on the campus of Ball State University.
Yeah, Testicle Tech.
Testicle
Tech. It should be.
And I guess doing a ball drop would just have been too easy. So they went and got creative.
Exactly. Unlike me.
Baby drop.
Who? So, Miko, are you there? I guess not. Mike? Huh. Because his number shows up. It's the wackiest thing. What else can go wrong for me tonight?
Hello?
Oh, I don't know.
Hello? Is anybody on there?
There we
Hello?
Go. Yeah.
Hey, you got the show's going on, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you guys doing tonight?
Well. Oh, my God. You're doing a double character thing tonight, aren't you?
Why? What happened?
He's showing his versatility.
Wait, somebody
oh, no,
else calling in acting like me?
Yeah, some Japanese guy called in.
Did his Mikey impression.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
wasn't
the
there,
weirdest
it
thing.
Wasn't,
there's
know,
not too many people that can. There's not a whole lot of people that can do me.
Obviously not.
I have a hard. I have a hard time. Oh. I have a hard time doing me. Without my Barbie doll, anyways.
Yeah, oh God. Okay. You can stop. Just stop right now.
Yeah. So how's the show going tonight?
It's pretty good.
It
was.
Good. It was.
It started out good.
What happened? I called.
No, some Japanese guy called in, and it went to hell.
It went to. Well, you know, you're the guys that channel this show all over the country and the world, so it's your own damn
yeah,
fault you get people like that calling in and causing problems.
I know, yeah.
We invite that shit on ourselves, you're right.
You know, if you want to delegate this just to good old Spring Tucky, then you shouldn't allow us to leave the area.
Good old Spring Tucky, where they evidently don't drink beer.
Some of your bitches are starting to drink tap water and pee in it.
Yeah, if we wanted to do that, we could have just gone low wattage FM locally.
Yeah, exactly. So what are you guys talking about tonight anyway? Football, baseball? Well, baseball's
oh,
over.
Oh, we're talking about New Year's. We're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Oh, really? I got a couple of those.
Oh, you
I'd
really
like to,
do?
Yeah, you know, one of my New Year's resolutions is to get this Bill and Matt Man back to work so my
oh,
ass can
weird.
Get home. That's a resolution, you know, and nothing ever comes of those.
Are you saying you don't like to work in the cold?
Oh, it has nothing to do with the cold. It's
it's just one
well, you
of
know,
fine,
isn't
it?
Some of those fine folks that happened to patriot my place. I'm about to buy a gun and not for protection. He committed suicide.
Uh-huh.
Those will be the last things you ever heard of. Oh. No.
Yeah.
You know, that show Dirty Jobs it's on where the Mike Rowe, he always goes and does these dirty jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have him come work the drive through for about a week. That son of a bitch, he would probably kill himself after that.
You know what else is funny, Mike? It is Mike, right?
Yeah, this is Mike. This is Mike. Unless you want to call me Mike Bog, short for Limbog.
Rush Brooks.
Yeah, there you go. Rush Brooks.
Anyway, I'll tell you what. This is awful, too, because Jay and I are trying to do this free radio show, but it's no longer going to be free, is it, Jay?
No. Blog Talk Radio has decided to try to force everybody into being a premium host with all kinds of crazy-ass new rules. And it's got a few people fired up. And it even, word of this, even made its way to none other than Keith Olbermann.
Oh, you're kidding.
And you know when an injustice is being done, Keith Olbermann is there to get publicity for himself over it. I mean, there
he
to try
always
to help
is.
And Keith Olbermann has done a special commentary.
Really?
For us tonight. He has. Concerning
oh,
the
great.
New ATR rules. And so why don't we go ahead and run that?
Oh, that'd be great.
This is Keith Olbermann
with a special commentary for I'm With Stupid concerning Blog Talk Radio's new rules. On or about the 15th of December, just as their hosts were making final preparations for the most magical, happiest, and Christian time of year, BTR chose to play the role of Scrooge. BTR launched a cold-hearted, unprovoked, and unconscionable attack on their hosts. Beginning in February, all free shows will be barred from prime time, limited to a measly 30 minutes per day, and only 3 audio clips per show. 3. These new rules have effectively crushed the spirit of the BTR hosts and obliterated their shows. The 30 minutes and only 3 audio files effectively means no hilarious fake interviews. No interviews with ex-spouses. No live reports from the likes of Kim Fragile or Dick Burns. Have you no sense of humor, BTR? Worst of all is that BTR has completely misunderstood its hosts. Many of these hosts are sad, lonely people for whom their show was the only bright, shining moment in their otherwise dark and dismal lives. It was literally the only thing they had to look forward to each week, and now it has been callously ripped from them. Have you no sense of decency, BTR? There is only one way to resolve this matter. BTR should restore the old rules for current shows immediately. At a very minimum, they should allow 1 full hour and 50 megabytes of audio space so the shows can put out a decent product. And then, the person who devised this sinister new plan should apologize and then resign immediately. I implore you, Blog Talk Radio, do the right thing. This has been Keith Olbermann with a special commentary for I'm With Stupid.
Man, that was pretty powerful.
He was pretty fired up, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I would swear he has a little Chinese in him, too, that accent. What's that?
Well, he's just got so much emotion.
Well, you know, that's really, so you know, the last few times I've been on this show listening, I'm sure there's going to be one gentleman that's going to really be upset.
What do you mean,
really
been on the
upset.
Show listening?
Oh, I listen all the time. Whenever I don't have anything to say, which is rare.
I know.
But
well,
this
you need
little
to listen
walk,
about you need to listen
this
about
little
walk
guy. He's going to be pissed if he can't get on and talk to old Mr. Walk.
Well, you need to listen
cutting
to
in cutting in on
week.
His time. Yeah, crap. But no, I would probably be able to put Matt Man back to work and Pizza Bill back to work quicker if we could find out some kind of a thing we could raise a few thousand dollars to help benefit the cause at the beer mine for a few important things that keep the place safe and sound for my employees that we're unable to afford at this time, even with the slavery that I'm going through on my own time now.
And I saw you today. I saw you today at work, and yes, you didn't look happy. But I'll tell you,
I wasn't.
And I implore you, if you want to put 2 people back to work, give money to Drive By Mike.
And it would be highly appreciated.
Exactly.
And well spent.
And if you do, I predict that in 2011, there will be jobs for two people. And
I guarantee
it. I know it. And speaking of predictions for 2011.
Did you just say Dick?
No, predictions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And Jay, do you have any predictions for 2011?
I do.
Spit them out, boy. Quit holding out on us.
I do have a few predictions for 2011. Some things I think might happen. Christine O'Donnell is going to release a new line of sex toys. And a masturbation how-to video, which I will buy.
Even though I already know how.
That kind of reminded me. That's going to be my, you know, I've tried the photography thing. That's not working. And, you know, my next thing I think I'm going to have to go with is the sex education shows because, you know, sex sells. Sex sells.
Jay,
and I've already got a few good.
I was trying to interject myself here.
I don't know. And if you don't believe me, ask Moody. I mean, I give all my secrets to Matt Man. Not that he's using them.
No, you give all your secrets to the public, and you really need to stop.
What was the old lady's name back in the 70s that had the first sex TV show? Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
You remember her? It's all right to play with your vagina. As long as you wash your hands thoroughly before you start.
Oh, God, yes, wash your hands. Wash your hands afterwards, too.
Hey, Jay, I have a prediction.
With antibacterial soap.
Of course, but it's only good for 5 seconds.
What's your prediction, Matt?
I think Mel Gibson's going to see the light of Moses and become a Jew.
And what was your first theory on that?
That will definitely get him, some more movies in Hollywood, won't it?
I think it will. Very good. And that's what you were supposed to say. And we didn't even rehearse this.
We didn't even rehearse it. I knew right where you were going with that.
There you
go. If it doesn't work out in Hollywood, he can go to Wall Street, right? That's what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got our mojo going now, don't we, baby? I'll tell you what. You know, people think he's a bad guy and all that shit, but I'll tell you who's a bad guy, and that might be my ex-wife. She might be meaner, more mean than Mel.
She might. In fact, Mel's probably scared of her.
That I would be if you listened to her.
And I think she has a special New Year's message, doesn't she?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Go ahead and play it.
It was really sweet.
Yeah, here we go. Matt's ex and her special New Year's message.
Mattman, Jay, Kim Fragile here, broadcasting.
Hold on.
That wasn't my ex.
And here is Mattman's ex with her special New Year's message.
So, Matt, you want a message of hope and inspiration from me? All right. In the new year, I want more money. I don't care how you have to get it. My son needs food. Just because I make $40,000 a year and my parents are loaded does not mean you can shirk your responsibility in providing for me. I mean, my son. Why can't that whore of yours give me money, huh? What? Not her problem? I can make it her problem. For the record, you suck. Oh, and by the way, I love you.
I think that was sweet.
Another touching,
she really cares about
message.
You.
She cares about something.
Just to chime it in.
Hey, also on a real whatever kind of note here, what do you all think about that Ohio State five-game deal?
Oh, you mean the brazen lawlessness? The
yes.
Complete disregard for the rule of law that Ohio State
yeah.
has shown?
Yeah.
The out-of-control renegade program? Yeah.
I mean,
whatever.
It's one thing if they would have sold their stuff for sex, but for tattoos, I mean, they're getting a little extreme there. Don't you think?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike is actually being serious.
I mean, it's kind of sad that here you are,
I
you get these.
That...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I mean, seriously, I mean, these kids, you know, here they are. They get approached by these colleges promising them, you know, fame and fortune, college education. But when it comes time for them to need a little money, you know, it's you're on your own. And a bunch of the, and in all seriousness, you know, a bunch of these kids, they're just good athletes in high school, and these colleges, you know, chase them down and offer them this and offer them that when they come, probably 50% of them come from poor families. And here, you know, next thing you know, they need a little money, go out and party and buy them some new clothes because they want to look as good as they play. And next thing you know, the you get four championship rings. You only need one, and they're theirs. You know what I mean? They're their rings. They work for
them. They knew it was against the rules to sell them. Everybody knows it's against the rules to sell them while you're still in school.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying the college doesn't give these kids anything.
Yeah, I mean, college football is basically like one big plantation. These kids are out there slaving away so that the schools, administrators, coaches, all those people can make $3, $4, $5, $6 million a year.
Exactly.
No doubt about it.
Now, do you think that if they weren't going to the Rose Bowl and there wasn't a bunch of money tied up in this Rose Bowl, you know, and all this stuff, do you think Sugar Bowl, do you think that they would be allowed to play this game?
Ohio State has violated more than 300 rules in 10 years and not a damn thing's been done to them. So I think they would have been suspended immediately, but it probably would have just been the one bowl game. But since it's the Sugar Bowl, they play in the Sugar Bowl, and then they make a big deal and give them five games next year when they didn't deserve five full games.
Right. Well, I guess, you know, the worry here was is that a lot of these kids were just being that they're obviously all good enough to play pro ball and could be millionaires within, you know, a couple years of a contract. But I guess there's several of them, if not all of them, have decided to just go ahead and take the five-game suspension and stay and play, you know, go ahead and play the rest of their time out, the ones that are, you know, juniors. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there's some time here after the bowl games before the NFL draft comes along, and once money's thrown at them, you never know what they're going to do. And they may be pissed. No, they can't make them stay, no. And plus they're going to have to sit, you know, five games right from the get-go. I mean, that's kind of going to be hard on them in the long run as being able to play, you know, down the road. But it is, it's kind of, you know, like I say, everybody breaks the rules. It's just when you get caught.
And I agree that
the rules are set for certain reasons, but some of them are kind of, you know, like you say, as long as the schools are making out and all the ratings and the TVs and everybody else is getting paid big bucks to have these kids go out here and work their butts off, it's okay.
And they're selling out their 100,000-seat stadiums and shit like that.
And right. They're going to New Year's Eve parties without us, Jay.
Exactly. And as you heard, just a moment ago, Kim Fragile is also at that party.
Is she really? I did. I thought I heard her chime in.
We bring the international line back up so Kim can tell us what's going on.
Matt Mann, Jay, Kim Fragile here, broadcasting live from Tijuana at the I'm a Stupid New Year's Eve party. You know, the party you guys weren't invited to. I just had some wonderful chicken salad and crackers. Now I'm looking for some dessert. Oh, look. Denzel Washington is here. And oh, who? Who is that? Oh, it's that Rip Tybo guy. I'd like to be the winch cream between those two Oreos anytime. Matt, Jay, Matt, Denzel and Tybo boy are coming after me. Talk to you soon. Or not. Don't call the cops.
Huh. Sounds like Kim's having a good time.
She sounds hot.
I can't. They invited the Tybo guy. They know I can't stand that guy.
I know, but he is ripped. He is hot.
Well, he is ripped. I know that's why I can't stand him.
I heard that Jay's hitting on or is a big 18-year-old.
Hey Jay,
Hunter.
Big I know where 18
he's
going here.
Hunter.
I do not know. What
I hear that there's a. I heard there is a law out there that can prevent this from happening. Stalker.
What the hell?
You know, I'm just trying to make a little money on the side, and the first thing that happens is there's a stalker.
What? Oh, my God. You said the right word. Jay, he called you a stalker. Clarify.
Man. Clarify. I don't know what he's talking about.
Through the grapevine, someone happened to have a slip of the old tongue saying that J-Man was talking about one of my photographs of one of my younger...
Oh, you mean that photograph that some dirty old man was posting on Twitter?
No. Hope not.
Yes.
The wife would be upset.
Oh, the wife's asleep. It'll be all right.
The daughter wouldn't care, but the wife might. Well, you haven't. Has he been on the drive-by Mikey photo?
No, no one has Mikey.
Right, lately?
No, no one has.
No, I was. I've been on it.
Yeah.
You got some very
anything
good
on there. Yeah.
You're very good. You're a very good photographer.
Man.
Oh, that was sweet.
Appreciate that. Gotta have a.
And he almost meant it, Mike.
I know. That's what killed me.
I was sincere.
No, I know you were, Jay. I'm
sincere. I'm sincere once every hour, and you just, that was it.
And we can be sincere about this, too, Mike. Your daughter's hot.
In all sincerity, you have a very attractive daughter.
Yeah, she's high maintenance.
Oh, my God. I can translate that into Jay speak. Into Jay speak. What that means is, oh, my God, I'd like to see her naked.
Hold on now.
Because I would, too. I didn't say that. Wait a minute.
He didn't get to see the new photos you've put up, has he, of her?
The nude photos? No, I haven't even seen them.
The new would be nuts.
What?
Oh, new. Okay. I thought she said
when everybody shows over.
Click, click, click.
Oh, sorry, my God. You wanted hits? You got hits now, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my cell phone's ringing.
Ha, 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 ha.
I'll do that too. Weddings and then after weddings.
on the label.
Free of charge.
Actually, just on the label on the blog post, just put, you know, naked 18-year-old girls, and you'll get thousands of hits. It won't translate into anything for you, but you'll get the hit.
I'll take photos for a roast beef sandwich. I just want to eat.
Hey, we better check in on the baby drop.
Oh, my God, we should, because...
Because we have two more.
Yeah. If you people don't know what we're talking about, we're ringing out 2010 with a live baby drop. So, yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Let's do this remote here.
Jay, Matt Man, guy on your dick, once again, coming to you live from Muncie, Indiana. Mayor Sharon McShirley, and no, I didn't make that name up, has just hoisted little LaFonda Peters to her end-of-the-year death ride, courtesy of WLBC 104.1 FM. There's a lot of teasing going on right now.
Oh, the humanity!
Back to you in the studios!
Is it just me?
I think I get along with old guy on a dick.
Well, I was, you know, is it just me or does guy on your dick set off your gaydar a little? Seems a little like the loafers there.
Well, you know, Jay, he's true to his craft. I like someone who, you know, purports himself as he or she is.
Excellent.
I can't wait till they drop that baby. And they better drop it in the next 8 minutes.
In fact, I think they're about to drop it now. Let's check in with Guy.
Jay, Matt Man, Guy on your dick, once again coming to you live from Muncie, Indiana. Little one-year-old LaFonda Peters has just been strapped in, and she is getting ready to tumble. Holy cow, there she goes, and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That kid is flatter than an Aunt Jemima pancake. Go to hell, 2010, and back to you guys in the studio.
Teabagger.
That's pretty exciting.
Someone ought to teabag that bitch.
Uh-huh. There's that, too.
We need to have one show of nothing but odd names that we can...
Not to be, you know, rude or anything. Did you just say we? Need to have a show.
Yeah, we being that I'm up after 11.
Did somebody just invite himself to be the third host of this show?
Yes. Yeah. Like that.
I'm looking for a little extra income.
since beer sales have dropped off, I got nothing else.
I've turned to sleeping later in the morning to just be on this show at night.
Oh my God.
Better to show up a little late than not at all, Bear. Hell, he don't start showing up till 1 anyways.
And all they want is a Pepsi.
Yeah, a Pepsi and a pack of Juicy Fruit. And they want to use a credit card, too. I can't tell you how many people come in to... Hey... You mind giving me a Juicy Fruit? Can I use this card? No, here's the juicy fruit, though. Get the hell out of here.
And we wonder what's wrong with America.
Yeah.
I was in, not too long ago, I was in the liquor store, and there was some old guy in there, and he asked me if I wanted to split a 40-ounce Budweiser with him.
Oh, my God, no, he didn't.
So that he had his mug in the car, and he said, I could just pour my part out into my mug, and then we can just split that. And I'm like, no. No.
Was it Old English 800?
I mean, I know my standards are low, but I'm not going to contribute to this, dude. Sorry.
If it had been Cobra, though, you would have done it.
Cobra Rock.
He says,
I'm a malt liquor man.
Hey, he wanted to go for the fancy stuff with Budweiser.
Hell yeah, high dollar drunk.
Snake in a bottle, baby.
Yep. Can I have my snake in a bag?
Now, CJ.
Or if, you know, and that's the slang, you know, after all the time that it takes to learn all the slang to work this job, you really have to be a pretty intelligent person. I mean, because a lot of people want a bag, they want a sleeve, they want a, you know, a coat. I don't know hell. So that, what, however in the hell they come up with some of these names is beyond me. Like you said, a snake in the bottle. I'm like, hell, we don't have no snakes in no bottle. Can I get a 211? What the hell are you talking about? It's unbelievable sometimes.
Well, we're down to about 3.5 minutes. So
okay.
We want to wish everybody a Happy New Year's out there. And let everybody know, not that anybody's listening, but let everybody know that tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, Dr. Anonymous is doing his annual New Year's Eve extravaganza with Friggin' Ben. And I believe it's going to come on at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, and they're going to go all the way through to New Year's in the Central Time Zone, so an hour and a half or so on that.
That's pretty
exciting. So everybody tune in for that right here on the network, Dr. Anonymous. You just go to dranonymous.com, and you'll find out that he pretty much runs the Internet. So there you go.
Which one?
What?
Which Internet?
The Internet. All of it.
Oh.
Everything.
Okay.
He's the man. So, anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. I hope 2011 is, you know, good.
It can't
be worse than 2010. It can't be worse than 22. We were going to review 2010, but it sucked so fucking bad. Not there.
Yeah. What the hell can bad be after this year?
I'll tell you what, Jay. Jay, it's been so bad. Okay. It's been so bad. Let's just play this.
Oh, that's the wrong close.
It is?
Yeah,
like
we had
it.
Dean. We had Dean Martin and
Oh, fudge.
Right. All right.
Go ahead.
No,
you go ahead.
I wish
Goodbye,
someone would get some head.
Should all acquaintance be forgotten and never brought to mind? Should old forget and ease of anxiety? Oh, we
That was pretty.
That's really nice. Does that mean I have to forgive those dumbasses that was mowing grass that one day, Matt?
No, they were idiots.
Okay. Yeah, it's one thing to let some people slide on their ignorance, but when you're just plain stupid, you just don't deserve it.
And they were. They're idiots.
Oh, morons. Hey.
Well,
he's lucky I didn't take his weed whacker away from him and beat him with it.
They were just rude. Oh, we can park anywhere we want.
Yeah, we just started this business last week.
I'm sorry, we're going to park on your lot.
and not where it doesn't matter where we park. It's just that we want to block your exit.
Exactly. Let's just add to your problems.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one's one for the old record books.
Oh, God.
Yep, if we can get through next year without any paint jobs, lawnmower interruptions, robberies, underage sales. Oh, I'm depressing myself. We got to get this year over.
Train wrecks.
Yeah, train wrecks. It's railroad track repairs. Keep on going. Make me feel good. Probably going in the morning, the windows will all be busted out. That or the pipes will freeze at 40 degrees since I ain't got the heaters on.
And there's going to be some 6'5" black dude standing in the office saying, "Are you Brooks?"
Are you Brooks? No, he got laid off. He's doing a radio show now. I'm Matt. And if you don't like that name, you can call me Bill. I was going to call and see if Jason wanted to work just to give me somebody to yell at. Been kind of lonely up there. I screwed the pop up on purpose just to yell at somebody. Yeah, Bill came up there today, and I didn't have the ship, the beer stock, so Bill went and done it. I told him, don't do that. I want to be pissed. About to take up smoking. Bad time to start cigarettes, $9 a pack.
Oh my God. I got to go. You got to be all right.
So let's go ahead and wrap it up. Thanks everybody for listening. Happy New Year. I'm going to end the show now, guys.
Okay.